The two of you are laying together, your mistress and you. Every sense and sensation in your body is still flaring, making you aware of her presence. Your body is burning with lust, but you also feel the many reports and squeezes in your musculature, which come from working hard for her, from taking any shape she wants you to, on your knees, or otherwise. You learn your place. You learn to be beneath her, and to enjoy her control. In learning this, you have developed strains and sore spots, and it takes energy. It always takes energy to serve your owner. You think of her. You think of her, and your mind lights up with euphoria, but you do feel exhausted. She's next to you, drunk on pleasure, having rolled off of you and given you permission to collapse down on the bed. Her tail spread below the two of you like the most luxurious quilts. You are atop that fluffy blanket of her, atop your bed, and she's next to you. She loops one arm under your body. You shudder, in pleasure, of course, but also in intensity. You've just been feeling a lot lately. You still feel the intensity of all that has happened, and your mind has to deal with a flood of sensation. She notices you flinch and shudder. She checks your face, raising your muzzle, staring into your eyes. "Are you quite all right, sweet pet?" She asks the question gently. Where you are racked and ruined by your experiences under her thrall, she still seems quite energetic and very happy. You give her a slow, tired, but equally happy smile. Your life as her pet is wonderful. This is wonderful. This mansion is magnificent, and you have scarce ever been so sexually satisfied. But she gauges your expression and shakes her beautiful head, fur standing up, ears high. "Very well. Then it is my turn." Her arms scoop under you, graceful. She always seems so fine, so lithe. The tails make her body seem larger than it is. She's really quite dainty. But she lifts you as if you were much lighter than you are, and she holds you with the care given to any precious object. You feel the sense of being lifted, and then your face is pressed against her neck, her breasts against your side. The two of you, nude, walking to the door. The door opens itself. You see a flicker of blue flame, her familiar, opening the way for the both of you. Its spark and dance is familiar and comforting. She walks down the hallway with you in her arms, nestled to her and allowed to do so, allowed any privilege you want for a time. She whispers soothing things which go only half remembered. Perhaps they are rhymes, perhaps they are spells. They weave into your consciousness and knit your exhausted psyche back together, whatever they may be. Your body, racked with pleasure, continuously subjected to her whims, was in need of care. So she carries you a few doors down the hall, and the next door opens before her too, without the need to put you down or push it. The same flash of flame. Inside is a tiled, beautiful bathroom. There's a soft raised bed, padded, waterproof cover. It's at the other end of the room. It has all manner of brushes, shampoos, and combs next to it in bins. There's a wash basin, a sink, a shower, a tub. She walks you to the raised platform, which you realize must be there for the purpose of grooming a pet. Grooming you, because you are her pet. She sets you down on it very lightly, brushing her fingers through your fur once you're settled. Settle down safely and in place. Placed there. She keeps one hand always in contact with your body, often at the nape of your neck. She's touching your fur, touching deeply enough to massage your skin beneath, to push pressure points, as is her way. It's soothing. You relax in her grip, relax in her control, and under her consideration. Easygoing, peaceful thoughts creep through. Where before the pace of your lovemaking and the subject of her control had you more hyped up, more excited, Now you feel easygoing about the whole situation. Now you are peaceful and she wants it so. You're doing just what she wants, by letting her take care of you. A soft, fluffy towel, in a light blue color. She runs it over your body. This goddess, your owner, Kitsune, is transformed and pleasured and now softly taken care of you. Despite your fatigue after lovemaking, after service, after training, your mind picks up on the tenderness in all of her actions. She cares, and the way she's toweling off your sweat, brushing and pressing your fur to get you dry. It all shows. She then takes the bottle of oil and a thick bristled brush and begins conditioning you slowly. It begins with a long pour from the bottle, and then her fingers on one hand and the brush in the other, running over your coat. You know she showers and shampoos herself, a long process aided in places by magic. The treatment you are being given is more like an animal, a pet, than the treatment given to the people living in the manor. And you like it. You enjoy the freedom from requirement, the liberation to let your entire being go, to let yourself be in her control and in her hands, from moment to moment. This is freedom. And yet it is also responsibility. Without speaking or breaking the magic of the moment, you do your best to convey how much you appreciate what she's doing in slowly running her fingers in the fur treatment, as well as the brush, over every inch of you. She begins on your head, under your chin, but from there she moves lower, careful to brush your fur, cleaning any matted sexual fluids from your shared messy orgasms. She brushes you clean, and you know that tomorrow you will feel the pleasant effects of her tender care here. While she is working over your fur, she's purring sweet nothings into the air still, affectionate comments on how cute you look, how well the transformation took, how you must just have a natural compatibility with her. Well, that much is obvious. From the first moment you saw her, you knew you were interested. You didn't know the joyous nature of your relationship to come until now, when it is so obvious. But there's still a sense of completion, of the whole affair come full circle. She's touching you, bringing you back to yourself, placing you back in the status quo, helping you restore your body and mind for a new week when you do it all again and more. You know your splendid fate as you lay there, letting her reposition you on your side, on your back, tenderly touching and massaging your chest and belly as she examines the fur, as she gets you clean and cared for. You can observe her during this. There are multiple mirrors in the bathroom, and you're able to spot her massive soft tails from those multiple angles, as well as the dexterous way she works and examines your fur, her breasts bouncing, her nipples sometimes coming into view even without the aid of the mirror angles, and you staring at them as they do. But everything here is intimate rather than overtly sexual. Soothing, calming, comfortable. The relationship between you is well-defined, well-known, and is easy for you to comply and act within your role, rules, parameters. You lay there and let her work your fur, examining you and improving you. You are there for her to enjoy. And if she enjoys putting you right, taking care of you, sometimes leaning down to cuddle her face against yours or kiss your brow, to dote on you as a pet in need of care after the long, powerful lovemaking and the intense training of the previous days, then that is wonderful. So wonderful. You shiver with appreciation of her, her beauty, her care, as she now sets aside the brush and begins massaging you. Massaging your skin beneath the fur, pressing her fingers into it, and helping you to feel the fatigue melting out of you. Massage which restores, focusing on the muscles of your arms and legs. She's very focused, still singing little songs into your mind, about your own restoration and comfort, about what she has in store for you. Her nourishing and restoring presence above you then shifts, to your tail area in particular. erogenous and powerfully influential, for after all, thoughts of her own soft, beautiful tales do fill both your dreams and your waking moments. You want to just bury your face in them, and sometimes she lets you brush or massage them. But now it's your turn to be brushed. She is brushing, conditioning, caring for your tail, as she has brushed, conditioned, cared for your mind before. She spends her time, takes her time, on you. Eventually, her dainty arms sweep up under you once more. But now you're deeply relaxed, deeply enough that you hang limply in her arms, right where you're supposed to be. She supports your back and head, carrying you like a pet. Nestled against her nude bosom, she carries you back out of the grooming room, and instead of down the hall toward your own room, she actually turns the other way. Your eyes are closed, but you feel it. You sense her tread through the increasingly familiar hallways of your new home. After a few minutes, you feel the rush of air, the flame of her familiar opening another door for her, opening in front of the two of you. And you feel heat instantly. She likes the warmth, saunas, hot springs, and the dry heat of flame-lit rooms. This is her personal chamber. You know by the smell of incense and the sound of her pushing a few of the big comfortable cushions on her floor, aside with her feet. She's carrying you. You open your eyes, lazily, muzzily, with difficulty when you're nestled against her breasts and in the arms of your owner and so recently massaged, brushed, conditioned, but you manage to open them and see the dimly lit room, the blue fire in the hearth, her familiar making the room just the right temperature, warmer than the other rooms in the castle, in the mansion, and ahead of you, her huge square four-poster bed. There are red silk hangings, and there are light-obstructing curtains tied to the posts for when she wants to sleep in and keep the light from the big ornate windows out. She brings you to the bed, setting you on the edge, reaching past you, over you, leaning over you with her breasts against your face, taking hold of the bedsheets and throwing them back, unfolding a comforter efficiently, effortlessly. You inhale deeply, the clean, calming scent of your mistress and the incense and herbs which are the perfume of her private chambers. Eventually she pronounces herself ready. You wonder for what? And then she picks you up, moves you over a foot or so. You find she has prepared a place where her many sheets, many blankets, many pillows are moved out of the way. The bed is almost always empty at night. She sleeps alone. And there is a very specific hollow she sleeps in, you can see it. And you are next to it, in a hollow of your own. She reaches over, and she pulls the first sheet, which is cool silk. She pulls it up and lets it fall over you, over your fur, over your body. And then, she quickly adds another on top, so that though cool silk is against your fur, your face, your mind, your skin, the next covering sheet makes you warm in that silken cocoon. Then a blanket, over top of that, a heavy one. It falls over you, around you, like an embrace, heating you up. Her rooms are already warm, but even more so with the blankets. You luxuriate in it. Relaxed as you are, you just sigh and let yourself heat up, absorb the heat. Your fur, a silk sheet for coolness against you, then being wrapped in two further sheets, a heavy blanket, and then at the end, as warm as you are, truly warm, wrapped up, tucked in, she adds one more factor. She climbs under the sheets with you and wraps her furred body around you, like you're her body pillow. She squeezes you tightly, closes her eyes, nestles on you, her chin on top of your head, letting you soak up her body heat as well, and she yours in turn, one arm tightly wrapped over top of you, one leg braced over you, her pussy pressed against your thigh, but again, it just feels warm, comfortable, right, rather than sexual. You are aroused by her presence, of course. Your body is literally built to be so. But that arousal is a very sedate, safe, healing, caring kind of feeling, rather than the insistent heat of before. Rather than requirement, it only brings you comfort and security. The peace is restorative, and the sheer heat of the surface you're laying on, the bed, the covering, her nestled against you, permeates your whole body. It's a sleepy, hazy kind of feeling that grows from moment to moment, and so you let it grow. She has obviously positioned you this way, cared for you this way, and yes, you feel the sleekness, the beauty of your own fur as you lay next to her. She has positioned all of this precisely so that you could drift away in the heat next to her, with her wrapped around you, comforting you, touching you, building up contact and connection. This is what she wants. And so indulging what you want, which is definitely to be nestled against her just like this, to drift away in caring, comfortable companionship. By doing what you want, you're also fulfilling her desires and helping her to get what she wants. This cycle of pleasure, connection, of your training, and you think of kneeling and being on hands and knees as you think that. All of this works together. It builds. It grows toward this moment where she helps you put yourself back together to serve her better in the coming days. She's here for that. Even if sometimes you get exhausted serving, she will be here for that. That nourishment, repair, improvement of you. And you want that to happen. You wish for moments like these, comforting, perfect moments of connection and companionship, against which the other requirements of the week beat in vain, useless. This is precisely where you belong. It is right and good that you be here, with her, alongside her. Presently, the leg that she has wrapped over top of your body brushes her foot lower where it rests at your lower back, against your tail. You shiver pleasantly, even when she's just trying to be companionable, just trying to be usefully healing to you, so you can be useful to her. She still manages to arouse you. Warm, comfortable, safe and healed, cared for, nestled next to you, next to her, blankets over you. The light occluding blinds are drawn down around the four-poster, a huge bed where you can stir or move, but you'd rather just lay right next to her, right where you are. And lay there you do, wrapped and entwined, covered and warmed in those blankets, feeling the warmth all over you. This is the right place to be, next to her. In your shared bed, in her bed, privileged to be next to her. She using you as a body pillow, covering, containing, confining, and restoring, healing, caring, for and with you. You're there, heated and present in the moment, your perfect transformed body next to her gorgeous magnificence. You want her to just hold you. She's there wrapped around you, and you wrapped around her finger. The warmth is slowly leading you off in that permeating, penetrating way, leading you off towards sleep. The heat that supplements the massage, the fur care regime, everything she did earlier to help you recover from the lovemaking, the heat, everything she did helps you to really absorb and enjoy this heat now. Makes it very, very easy. Easy to do nothing at all. Easy to be there with her. And easy in particular to drift. To truly, really, and readily drift. To drift off into healing and restful. into dreaming and distant sleep.